Hey everyone, this is Dr. William Clark for the Dr. William Clark Podcast. Glad to be with you for another episode. And this is the podcast where we talk about nonprofit strategy, performance, and relationships. And this particular episode is no different. Before we jump into this particular episode, I want to invite you to join me for my latest webinar, Bottleneck Breakers, How to Get Past the Fundraising Barriers. This particular webinar was recorded specifically for you, nonprofit leaders, and that's free of charge. I just want to get this information out to as many people as possible. So right now, go to drwilliampclark.com and register for the next open training opportunity that we have to be a part of this webinar. I want to see you there. I want to see you be a part of the conversations that are happening, and I want to see you reach the goals for your organization. Again, drwilliampclark.com, latest webinar, Bottleneck Breakers, How to Break Past Fundraising Barriers. Now, today we're going to be talking about leadership transitions and what to do, how to do it. I got four thoughts here that I want to share with you regarding how to handle leadership transitions. And this is true. The things I'm going to share with you, I think, are things to consider for organizations who are in critical positions and stages of their life cycle. These are things to consider as you're looking to grow, right? Maybe you're in this growth process and you're making a number of transitions to accommodate for the scale of growth that you're navigating. Regardless of what you're navigating through and what the challenge is, I want to share these four thoughts with you to help you navigate through the transition process. Also, I want to challenge you to be thoughtful about the steps you take to go through this process with your team and with your board. So the first thing to highlight for you when it comes to this transitional process is to start early. And when we talk about starting early, we're talking about being conscious of the fact that you as a leader, you're aware that some transition is coming. You're aware that a transition is needed. And you're not avoiding this thought process and this conversation to put it off for another quarter, or for another year, or for another fiscal year, or for another decade, for that matter. The reason why these transitions are important, the reason why these transitions are necessary, is because you and others within the organization have determined that growth must happen, right? And in order for growth to happen, others have to be involved. Now, others meaning other leaders, other people who are taking on new roles, responsibilities. So we have to engage the others at some point, hence why we're going through a transition conversation, or hence why we're thinking about transition in a very real way. So we have to get the others involved, and we have to do so by formalizing their involvement through the form of transition, promotion, title change, organizational shifts, etc. So we have to be thoughtful about this process as early as possible. And there is no right or wrong time to start, but I've seen in a number of situations where people wait absolutely too long to start the process because they're overthinking. They want to have the process perfected before they get started. You may get started and you may determine that as we started this process, I thought that so-and-so was the right fit for this, and they aren't. And it's okay if you determine that or if you explore that or discover that. But I think the big point is to realize that, one, as an organization, we realize the need to start this process now. If we need to pause it to identify other candidates or bring people up to speed further before we continue, that's okay. But start the process early. This leads to my second thought here around leadership transitions, and it's to identify the downline of full leadership replacement or backfilling. So even if you are doing a leadership transition for one person, one position, you also have to recognize that this creates a chain reaction of gaps that have to be thought about. You promote one person, but you got to replace them in their previous role, vice versa, so forth and so on. Even if you bring an external candidate, who's going to join in the backfilling process, then has to evaluate, do I keep the same structure, same team in place that precedes me, right? And it could bring forward other transitions that were not expected, or, you know, other transitions that are expected, but ultimately, you know, you got to deal with it anyway. So at the end of the day, regardless of how you handle, you know, the transitional process and the backfilling, it's really healthy and helpful for you to identify a downline of leaders to fill gaps that can make sense for what you're trying to accomplish and what you're trying to do. So it's important to kind of go through that process and to kind of lean into it, right? So to understand that, hey, we're going to transition with this person, and you might want to, if it's the best decision to make, invite that person to help identify their successor or a series of successors, and then have those successors identify their successors. Therefore, you're sharing the responsibility with the team to handle the transition. The third thing I want to introduce to you is the importance of recording the transition. So recording from a note-taking perspective, obviously, I think keeping a record of that is helpful for organizational history. Obviously, HR is probably going to challenge you to do that as well. But what I'm specifically referring to when I talk about recording the transition is the importance of keeping track of what you're training your replacement on, or what you're training the transitional person on. That record is so critical because these recordings, audio, video, written, transcript, they serve as timestamp details about what was happening in the organization that led to the transition that's going on, that's leading to promotions or changes that are happening. Also, for forecasting needs, forecasting vision, expectations, these recordings kind of give context for future strategy development purposes. And then also, lastly, these recordings help the downline. So all those folks who are moving into new positions, folks who are coming into a transitional phase, who are impacted by the transition as well, these recordings can help them contextualize the full scope of what's happening and how they can, you know, successfully and probably much more aggressively move into their transition to help keep the train moving forward without any gaps or lags, right? I'm a big fan of these recorded sessions, video, audio, because people get to hear and see the nonverbals that go into these training processes and these conversations. So the nonverbals of facial expressions, the nonverbals of tone and inflections of voices, the nonverbals of distractions, of emotions, things you can read into that don't necessarily show up in a transcript. Now, if you do an audio video recording, you'll automatically have the transcript written down. So you're not going to lose the written portion of this, but the audio video just offers such rich context and information to that provides depth and insight into what's happening that sometimes get forgotten in the communication of the transition. It gets forgotten in the recorded history of the organization. And for those who are part of this, they get some deeper insight that can really be helpful for them. Now, before I cover this last piece of the transitional process and how to successfully do this, I'm going to invite you to join me at my newest webinar, Bottleneck Breakers, How to Move Past and Overcome the Fundraising Barriers of the Organization. You can do so. You can visit us. You can join the webinar by going to drwilliampclark.com and clicking on join the webinar. And I think that the webinar is going to be such a powerful resource for your fundraising efforts. So again, drwilliampclark.com, register for our latest webinar, Bottleneck Breakers. Now, we're talking about leadership transitions. We talked about three things already: start early. We talked about identify the downline of leadership transitions that need to happen. We talked about recording the transition. Here's the last one. You as the leader, the one who's leading the transition or the one who is initiating the transition, you need to trust the process, right? You, above all people, need to trust the process, because there will be times where you may second guess yourself or feel like this is not working as planned or this is not going the way that I hoped. And people are going to be looking to you for direction, for guidance, for hope, for leadership, for influence. And if you quit on the process, then what it does is it forces people to second guess the process too. And unfortunately, by the time you overcome your objections or your concerns, you now have to deal with people who are now stuck in their concerns. And now you have to pause everything to help them overcome their challenges and issues. So the more you're able to trust the process, the good, bad, and the ugly, and to stay with the process, even if it means pressing the pause button to address some things and then pushing the play button to continue, you're signaling that the process matters. You're signaling that we're not going to quit on the process. You're signaling that this entire journey, it's important. The ups and the downs, the good and the bad. And it sets a tone. It sets a leadership tone for those coming into the transition, those who are observing the transition. So these are the four things to consider when you're navigating leadership transitions. Hope this is helpful. If you want to talk about this for your organization, if you want to explore this specifically for your organization, I'll invite you to join me and visit me to schedule a consultation at drwilliampclark.com. We'll be happy to talk with you about your project and to explore if my team can help you overcome leadership transitions or help you overcome organizational barriers where the culture is getting in the way of a successful transition. So visit me, schedule your consultation at drwilliampclark.com. This is Dr. Clark. See you guys next time. Bye, everybody.